this was like we were in a fight. All we did last night was get our backs off the ropes in the first part, and they put them on the ropes. That's all we did. And now we got to, you know, when you get someone on the ropes, you got to finish them. Man, in boxing, they say you got to finish them. You got to have the killer instinct. You know, this is one time. I mean, I'm for God to finish them. We got to you know, they can never come back in this form. You know.
No, not if we're going to save this nation. Mitch, we got to roll on. We're out of time, brother.
I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
Give my love to Agnes.
Sure will. Take care.
Bye.
Love all you guys. This is amazing. We're out of time. Everybody else who's on hold, I apologize. This is Conversation Radio, and we're, by God, going to have some conversations. So we'll be back tomorrow night, and Bruce will be up at 10 p.m. Eastern, an hour from now. Let's carry the conversation on there. What do you say? The program tonight was produced by my lovely, talented, darling wife, Agnes, and her several extra degrees of temperature. It was engineered by John Fox in Sydney, Australia. Brian Reznor announced. Peter Godbold of Godbold Computer Services in Tallahassee, Florida, makes all the little bits and bytes and packets go where they're supposed to do. And we sure do appreciate it. We also appreciate the moderators in the chat room, headonradionetwork.com. If you've never been there, you should go. It's a lot of fun. We also appreciate all the efforts of our news ninjas, Gene and Susan. Yes. Every one of the programs on the Head On Radio Network, starting with Dr. Bill O'Brien, and going on through Mark Levine, Joe Vec.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is in Washington for talks with the Bush administration about Iran. He met with President Bush, who repeated that Iran is a, quote, threat to world peace. He added that Iran must face economic isolation as punishment for its emerging nuclear program. The U.S. commander of forces in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, today met with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who has promised to shake up his government in hopes of ending the sectarian violence. The two have also discussed what impact Iran and Syria were having on Iraq's security situation. In Baghdad today, 20 people were killed when a bomb on a minibus exploded. 18 were wounded. Elsewhere, at least 10 people were killed by gunmen. British Prime Minister Tony Blair will give a speech this evening in which he's expected to say that the Western strategy in the Middle East must move forward because the nature of the battle has changed, and that possibly will include a new partnership with Iran and Syria. A report issued yesterday by a joint Afghan international board indicates insurgent activity in Afghanistan has increased fourfold this year. The rising violence has led to the deaths of 3,700 people so far this year. You're listening to the Quality News Network, science and business news coming up next.
Run for your lives. The lenders are coming. They're in the mailbox. They're overloading your email. They're on the phone. They won't be denied. The best rate, the biggest bargain, fewer points, too much information. Gold Coast Financial to the rescue. They can offload the overload and handcraft a loan that suits your needs. Are you on lender overload? Relief is just minutes away. Call Gold Coast Financial, 831-649-8757. 831-649-8757. Gold Coast Financial.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I want to help you grow your business. At the Duplication Connection, we specialize in CD and DVD duplication in quantities from 1 to 1 million. If your company needs mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, you can now use us as one of your primary marketing tools. Thousands of our customers have depended on our fast turnaround and superior quality product for almost 20 years, and so will you. Please call us at 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
A medical study presented at the American Heart Association meeting reveals that an increasing number of U.S. children are showing hardening of the arteries, something usually associated with adults. It recommends that overweight children should have their cholesterol levels tested. The results from Merck's new painkiller Arcoxia, designed to take the place of Vioxx, which has been withdrawn, are mixed. Doctors cited concerns over side effects in the studies conducted. General Electric and Hitachi announced they are merging their nuclear power businesses. That will include building new reactors and providing service for the existing ones. An Airbus A380 Super Jumbo Jet took off from Toulouse, southern France, to Seoul, South Korea for a round-trip test flight. It is the final series of tests for the new plane, which has been troubled by costly two-year production delays. U.S. meat producer Tyson posted the third consecutive quarterly loss today. The company has been hurt by an oversupply of meat, along with one-time charges. The longtime chief executive of KB Home, Bruce Karatz, who served with the company for 34 years, resigned under pressure along with two others because of a stock options backdating scandal. He also agreed to return $13 million in profit. Light Sweet Crude is trading at $58.48 a barrel, and near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow was up 23 points at 12,131, the NASDAQ up 17, the S&P 500 up 4. There's more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Night Shift, where the children of the night fight the radical right. It's Foxed Up with John Fox. Foxed Up is brought to you by the West Virginia District Council of Carpenters and Millwrights. They're building the American dream every day. Be one louder by calling 877, the number 4, head on. That's 877-443-2366.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Foxed Up for a Monday afternoon. John Fox coming to you from Sydney, Australia, and we got a full hour here. It always goes way too fast. Okay. We got a new Congress coming in. We've all been dancing up and down, jumping up and down that we've had a progressive win and all this kind of stuff. And the first signs of new boss, same as the old boss, has come through. Representative John Dingell. I think we should call him Dingleberry. Dingleberry? Seeming like a Klingon to me. Anyway. With a new progressive, supposedly progressive now Democratic Congress and Senate and all that, did you expect higher mileage standards for the auto industry? I did. Bush even mumbled something about it the other day. I think they need to check his meds. But I've already got my first bit of anger on the new Congress, and they haven't even taken power yet. But via MSNBC and Reuters, and thank you, Gene, our news ninja, for sending this to me last night, saying thanks for nothing, guys, says from Washington, the Michigan Democrat who will head the House Energy and Commerce Committee next year previewed his energy priorities. Cleaner cars powered by diesel and electricity, storing waste from U.S. nuclear reactors, and probing offshore federal lease deals. Representative John Dingleberry, who has been a U.S. lawmaker since 1955, also gave a strong indication of what he did not plan to do: raise fuel efficiency standards for U.S. automobiles. Now, should we have taken this as a sign, first of all, that the representative from Michigan, who represents the three big automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, was going to put pressure on the auto industry? Now, this just absolutely blows my mind that we can not be making steps in this most obvious of directions. Says here in the article, new U.S. vehicles are the fastest and heaviest in three decades, with the fleet's fuel efficiency no better than the figure in 1994, about 21 miles per gallon. Now, if memory serves me right, back in 1988 or 89, I purchased one of them geo tracker things when they were first released, you know, the Chevy rebadge of the Suzuki thing. And I think it even got something around 26 miles per gallon. How is it possible, with all the technological advances and everything, that we've seemingly gone backwards? And I'm sorry, this is a no-brainer, you know, and for all those, you know, right-wing pundits who say that, you know, those of us on the left couldn't be critical of our own side, well, I'll tell you right now, I've just drawn the line in the sand. It starts now. However, Dingleberry said Congress should approve more incentives for U.S. automakers to retool cars to burn alternative fuels like ethanol and clean-burning diesel, and to make more cars that rely on electricity rather than fossil fuel. I kind of don't know what to say. I really, really don't know what to say on this matter, aside from that, this is insane. This is stupid. This is not thought out, and this is obviously a byproduct of, shall we say, lobbying by the auto manufacturers? I mean, how can we still be allowing these people to be so lazy? I mean, and then that's all that I can even think that it is. The you know, and hello, America, can we get over the muscle car thing? You know, can we start teaching our young people that they don't need a four-wheeled penis extension? I mean, we got to get beyond this. We seriously have to grow up. You know, I got to have my big wasteful toy, you know, and all these large families running around with SUVs, go get a station wagon. You know, I mean, all this, we've turned cars into status symbols. And I think we need to change the meaning of that status symbol. We somehow need to make it, you know, cool and groovy and macho to have a vehicle that doesn't destroy the planet every time you go down to go and get a dozen eggs. This just blows me away. And to make it even worse, Dingleberry Mr. Dingle, we'll lose the berry once you get a clue. He calls nuclear power promising. Dingell also spoke favorably of boosting electricity produced from nuclear reactors and called on Congress to solve the problem of where utilities can store spent nuclear fuel, which is piling up at 131 sites in 39 states, while the fate of the of an underground repository in Nevada remains uncertain. Now, why do we insist on continuing to put our eggs in a basket that has yet to be realized? Speaking of things like storing spent fuel under the ground, we don't know that this is going to work. And science kind of says that it's pretty bloody risky. Now, and the other big myth, the unrealized thing, is constantly talking about the myth of clean coal, but that's for a whole nother program. I'll get a little bit more into what he says about how promising nukes are for getting us out of our energy problem. New boss, same as the old boss, folks. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. And when we come back, we'll finish up about Dingleberry's comments, and we'll have our environmental track of the day today, being brought to us by the band Days of the New and Mr. Travis Meeks. You're listening to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network. You can email me at John, J-O-N, at headonradionetwork.com. You can ring into the program 1-877-443-2366. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And we'll see you on the other side of this break. Would I fight? Don't you slip? Don't you slip in love with the girl I'm gonna have on you? Friday night, see the girls on the avenue. Like a child, a big store window should be.
The Head On Radio Network is brought to you every night by the Carpenters and Millwrights. The Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters is a portion of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America, or more commonly called the Carpenters Union. The millwrights are a very specialized craft that perform their work with highly sensitive equipment and perform much of their work on machinery like turbines, laser alignment, and other highly specialized tools. We would like to thank the Carpenters and Millwrights for their support, because freedom of speech is free. And it's brought to you by the Carpenters and Millwrights, working hard every day to provide a brighter future. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
A gallon of gas and a gallon of milk. That's what 1 hour of minimum wage work will buy. For nearly a decade, Virginia's minimum wage has remained pitifully low at $5.15 an hour.
When the plant closed, I took this job paying just a little more than the minimum wage. But I still can't support my family. Somebody should raise the bar.
America needs a raise. Help raise the minimum wage. Sign the petition at www.vafairwage.org. Sponsored by the Virginia AFL-CIO, working hard for all working people.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
This is the story about a group of kids who volunteered.
We fixed stuff. Did some art projects with the kids.
Cleaned up the park.
We worked in the woods.
I just wanted to do something.
We fixed up this house.
Did something for the planet.
Hey, that was all I needed. And you know what? It was great.
It was a blast.
At first, they didn't know each other.
I didn't know anyone.
Well, that didn't last long.
This guy is really funny.
Me?
These are my new friends. These are really good new friends.
Are you into it?
Are You Into It is a volunteer program for kids like you who care. If you want to make a difference in your community and make friends, call 4-H toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or check out our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
This definitely made a difference.
I feel like I could do everything.
Yeah!
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
Everybody, welcome back to Fox Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network. If you'd like to get on the program, give us a ring at 1-877-443-2366. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. Okay. Mr. Dingleberry. Called nuclear energy one of the most promising and necessary courses that we can take in terms of weaning ourselves off foreign oil. Hello, stupid. You know, it's amazing how in a short period of time we have managed to intellectually go so backwards. You know, I remember it wasn't all that long ago where the decision was pretty well made kind of globally that, you know, we weren't going to build any more reactors. There needed to be another way because, well, there's no such thing as a safe reactor. Human error is always a possibility. Not only that, reactors are expensive. And the only way that energy from nuclear reactors becomes economically competitive is with massive, massive subsidy. This is the thing that they don't tell us. There are massive subsidies to build. And not only that, the construction of these plants and the way in which we have to mine and process the fuel has a huge carbon footprint. It's massive. Absolutely massive. Yes, at the end of the chain, what if you forego the construction, if you forego the fossil fuels utilized in mining and process, yes, then when you look at this very end bit, yes, it comes up very green. But see, you got to have the whole goalpost view here, you know. And I personally believe that we do a lot better with those same subsidies going into things like solar. I mean, if we would put in some real investment, we could see some real return. I mean, we've already seen, you know, the cost of outfitting your home with solar drop just dramatically over the last couple of decades. And for as little as I've seen as $10,000 US, you can outfit your home with solar and get most of your power from the sun. So if that's for one house, I do not understand why. Well, actually, I do understand why a Democrat would say these things. Well, he represents the district where the automakers are. It's pretty simple math. And he's playing to them. Now, one of the things that I've been hearing is about Nancy Pelosi's plan for the first 100 hours, and boy, I hope she sticks to this, because one of the things that she's speaking about is cutting the tie between lobbyists and legislation. And I think that Dingleberry's comments here are a perfect example of that, where, you know, I mean, it's just obvious, because the science points in a different direction. And not only that, even the American public, and I mean the public of the world, is saying that they want their transportation, their cars, to be lighter on the planet. And we need to find other ways out. Drives me crazy, people. It just drives me crazy. You know, how much energy ends up being wasted. But anyway, I want to move on to our track of the day, because we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. And last week I played a track from Ozzy Osbourne called Revelation Mother Earth. And I like one of the types of environmental songs that you can have is something that's direct at an issue, like a lot of the stuff that comes from the Coal River Mountain Watch people. But then there's a little bit more of the, more mythical style of writing. And, you know, the Revelation Mother Earth fell into that. And today's track also falls into this. And it's, the track is called Face of the Earth. And it's from one of my favorite bands that no longer exists, a band called Days of the New. And this is off their first record when they were all but 16 and 17 years old. And you can see kind of shines of the greatness that would come in later records. But this is just another really, really good track. And Gene, just hold on. We've got Gene hanging on the line. Just hold on, Gene, till after we do this. And we'll come back and have a good chat after the break. But this song, you know, it's not necessarily quite as poignant on any specific issue, but it's just kind of, we're walking on the face of our mother and what we do. It's just, I don't know, it's a little bit loose on the subject, but I hope you enjoy. Here we go. Face of the Earth from Days of the New. Roll it, Agnes.
Do you do? Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Here's a test for you. Listen and identify the following water-saving devices in your home. Ready? That's the sound of water-saving device number 54, your toothbrush. Turning the water off while you brush your teeth saves more than 1,000 gallons a year. Next, that's your clock. Water-saving device number 23. Use it to reduce your shower by 5 minutes and save nearly 9,000 gallons a year. Try this one. Right, it's water-saving device number 83, your washing machine. Washing full loads of laundry or dishes can save thousands of gallons of water each year. Last clue. That's you, logging on to waterusitwisely.com, a fun website filled with hundreds of water-saving tips from your local water utility and the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water. Use it wisely.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And waiting on the line is our news ninja, Gene. How you going, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing. But one of the things that I really found really galling about Dingle, he's been there forever.
Barry.
Yeah, I know. I was born and raised in Michigan, so, you know, I just...
All right, so you know a little bit of the history of this guy.
Oh, man. He's always been... You can't pin him down to nothing. But what really annoys me is... And I realize it's not exactly environmental, but one of the things that really annoyed me is... You remember last fall with the whole thing with the Delphi Auto Parts and how they were laying off the Big Three workers and stuff? And Why give these guys a break? I mean, my God, can you imagine what a boom this would be as far as employment for the state of Michigan, which I know they need, and if they would just go ahead and hire the people back to actually have to, you know, work on real cafe standards, an increase?
Well, and the other thing, too, is it's as though... And it doesn't surprise me that the Stern report seems to have not made an impact at all. Because the Stern report clearly stated that if business doesn't get with the program and invest in sustainability, they're screwed. So it's actually, to me, just it's economic suicide.
Well, what kills me is, you know, what really kills me is, you know, that overseas... Detroit is already making these, or the Big Three, is already making cars that fit those new standards, but they won't do it here. And it can only
be the lobbying and the money. I mean, that's all that I can see, because, you know, if you actually really ask people,
mm-hmm.
they're all for this.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all for, you know, getting off of the crude oil teat, which we desperately need to do. And I'm sorry, more reactors is not the answer.
Oh, no.
No matter how much... And I mean, down here at the moment, mate, Johnny Howard has set up, you know, one of these, you know, investigation into the committees into the possibility of more reactors in Australia, which completely goes against what Australian foreign policy and energy policy was just a few short years ago.
Yeah.
But he's loaded it all with pro-nuke people.
Of course he has. And it's typical right conservative, or, well, liberal, for down there, politics. But it just drives me nuts, because we what difference does it make? On all the other things, if I can't breathe in 10 years, or your somebody's children can't breathe, you know, it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's like, I know the right wingers are hoping that people get disgusted and just say, forget it, we've done our best and it's time to go home, but we can't do that. There's too much at stake.
I think it just purely has to be a profit motive. You know, is the idea that solar just wouldn't have the profiteering capability that, you know, crude oil does, as coal does?
Well, why not?
You know, once...
Go ahead.
Well, once you've manufactured the thing, it's then employing people to maintain the generation thing, but it doesn't require any new fuel to be bought from anywhere or mined from anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
So it's purely got to be all just profit driven, and we seriously have to, you know, I don't know if we can just absolutely hammer, you know, Dingleberry's office, or whether we got to go to Nancy Pelosi and say, you know, look, Madam Speaker-elect, this is not the kind of person that we want running energy policy, because it's going to like I keep saying today, you know, new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah.
You know, this worries me that the Democrats are going to go down a really, really wimpy road when it comes to energy policy.
Oh yeah, among other things. I mean, I think that's going to have to be our goal for the next 2 years, whether the Democrats win in 2008 or not, is to go through and purge the party of the DLC Dems. Because it's just, we don't.
Well, I'll tell you that I think we're going to see more of a divide between the DLC and the DNC, because it seems as though the DLC refuses to acknowledge the fact that Howard's 50-state plan has worked.
Yeah, and I as far as the idea that solar couldn't be as profitable as oil, I don't agree. I mean, it won't. It isn't now, but it's just in its early stages. I mean, who knows what solar will be in 100 years? I mean,
well, Maine, I don't think it's even that. I don't think it's even that. I think we're talking like a decade.
Yeah.
If we actually put the same amount of money that we're putting into subsidizing new reactors and into subsidizing the myth that is clean coal and the research that's going into that, if we actually used our resources and our money to go just full steam into solar and biodiesel, and I really think that biodiesel is one of the big players in this, especially for the fact that it if you can get commercial biodiesel, there is no retrofitting anything to your regular diesel vehicle. You stick the Bowser in the tank and off you go.
Yeah.
There is nothing to be done. And, you know, Australia, who used to lead the world in solar research and development, has been losing like 90% of their talent every year to overseas because the government here has been too short-sighted and too much in the pocket of, you know, hoping that the idea that we've pushed global warming so far that the people will bend to the idea of high-profit, expensive reactors for their energy friends.
Yeah. By the way, and sort of what I find it really interesting, getting back to the car thing, that I saw that GM now is starting to planning to build plug-in diesel-electric cars.
I heard something about this.
Yeah, and that was, I thought that I just had to laugh because I remember, you know, the movie Who Killed the Electric Car, and it's like, see, if you had just kept it up in the back in the 90s, you wouldn't have to go through and do this whole retool bit. And so that's what I find so darned annoying, is that I still honestly believe they know what's going on. And you're probably right, it is just a profit motive, because I think they know their days are numbered. And I'm just, what I find so nerve-wracking is, since in my opinion, they know that their days are numbered, why do they keep doing it? Because they have to breathe just like everybody else. So.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned these plug-in electric diesel vehicles. Well, I don't know if you caught last week, I read a 10-point plan from a gentleman by the name of Monvoit, who one of the things that he said was that the petrol stations or the gas stations need to start having a battery trade system.
Yeah.
Where your electric car can pull up, a little crane pulls out your battery, puts in a charged one.
Yeah, it sounds so cool to me. I'm not sure how as long as they can make sure the batteries are, you know, recycled in a friendly manner and not just dumped somewhere.
Well, and you talked about, though, that you know, they be charged overnight with excesses from the solar generation and from offshore wind farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's the whole, and it comes down to infrastructure and a lot of these other things that I think your point about the layoffs and whatnot, it makes complete sense. If the car makers were actually putting investment into R&D, into greener futures, they would need these employees. They would be creating new jobs. They would be creating new avenues for income for themselves. You know, it just sometimes, and I think you're like me, Gene, it all just seems like too bloody simple. Why don't they get it?
Yeah, I don't get it either. It just drives me nuts. But honestly, sometimes I want to put my head to my screen.
don't do that, man. We need your fine work on the blog. But hey, man, thanks for ringing in. We're gonna get in and get our last little break here before our hour is up. But always good to hear from you, and thank you for that story, because the whole show has been from something you sent me last night, man. Because I think Dingleberry needs to be set straight.
No, he better be set straight.
All right, everybody. Maybe we can get a link up there to Dingleberry's office, and everybody can just bombard his office with phone calls and emails. All right, I think Gene's gone. So we're going to go to our last break before we wrap it up for a Monday afternoon. You're listening to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network. I am John Fox. You still have a couple minutes to get on the program at 1-877-443-2366, or email me at john@headonradionetwork.com, and we'll see you straight after this.
Look to the day when you can live in freedom, and America and Iran can be good friends and close partners in the cause of peace.
See, this is where we get a really bad reputation. I live in a country where I'm not even sure if my vote's going to count in November. How free are you? How free are the people on the Gulf Coast? How free are the families that still grieve for the bodies dragged out of Aracoma and Sago? How free are they? He throws around precious terms with precious little regard for them. How free are we that chose by a wide margin in the year 2000, November 2000, we chose a man named Al Gore to be the President of the United States? How free are we that we were saddled with this ignorant, ignorant, hateful little man? How free are we? How free?
I'm Bob Kincaid. Join me weeknights, 7 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, listen up. If you're sick of hearing lies by right-wing corporate pukes who like to pretend they stand up for the working guy, then head over to the Cup of Joe radio show, where the truth will hit you so hard you'll have to wear your hard hat. You can listen to the screaming audio at
the Head On Radio Network.
Now get back to work.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude, Wally, and Doofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news.
thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interest, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
Welcome back to Foxed Up, our last segment for the afternoon before the man, the mighty Bob Kincaid, gets behind the golden microphone and, I don't know, does his wondrous thing. And as usual, I'd like to thank Agnes for producing the program so wonderfully and the Mid-Atlantic Council of Carpenters for supporting everything on the horn and Peter and everybody who just keeps it running, our mods, Scott Barry at B1 Louder Productions. Thank you very much. We just couldn't do any of this without you. But so if you think that Dingleberry is new boss, same as the old boss, I encourage you to please contact his office and I think Nancy Pelosi's office. You know, and say, okay, this guy might not think it's important, but the rest of us think it's important. And isn't that the point of, you know, representative government? And don't mind me, but I think that this is a conflict of interest to have the guy who represents the big three to be writing energy policy. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm just stating the obvious here, but obviously the obvious isn't obvious. You know, why are we not getting somebody, I don't know, that has some vision, that has some sort of reasonable duty of care to our environment? Because the Stern Report said it, no planet, no business. No business, no money, no profits. So, you know, we got to start putting the pressure on now before we take power in January. You know, I this kind of stuff just can't stand. And on the flip side, just to give you what happens in other countries, via The Independent, it's being reported that Blair's facing a bit of a revolt over CO2 targets. And it says, Tony Blair faces a major commons revolt over his refusal to commit Britain to annual cuts in the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere. The opposition parties and more than 200 Labour MPs have demanded that the climate change bill, which will be announced in this week's Queen's speech, include a promise to reduce CO2 emissions by 3% each year. And this isn't even enough. But the Prime Minister is resisting demands, insisting that annual legally binding targets would be too inflexible. He argues that without pretty heavy tax measures, an unusually cold winter would scupper hopes of achieving that year's planned reduction. What, because it's hard, you're not going to try? And who's putting money in your back pocket, Mr. Blair? That's my question. Who's putting money in your back pocket? You know, they say without a compromise, the government looks certain to trigger a rebellion on a scale that would wipe out its majority. Bring it on. Bring it on, because you got. There's a whole lot of people in the UK who are trying to figure out exactly what is Labour or left about Mr. Blair, because he ain't it. And you look at the bill that they're speaking about in the UK. This bill has an aim of cutting CO2 emissions by 60% by the year 2050. That's fairly bold. Fairly bold. But these are the things that we have to go for. Or else it's kind of all for naught. And this, again, is something else that constantly frustrates me. Why is it that we constantly run into all these people that say it's too hard? Where are the truly visionary people? Why aren't we getting them to take on these issues? You know, we need more Rocky Andersons, I guess. we really need truly progressive people, progressive just wanting to move forward, get out of this mess. Get off the crude oil teat and not stand for allowing people like Dingleberry just to move forward with the same old stupidity and short-sightedness and not actually listening to the population. We want more change when it comes to Detroit and real standards. How about let's have them? And then maybe, you know, if we want to give them breaks for developing green stuff. Not breaks for doing the same old, same old. I don't know. We got a big fight to go ahead, people. And if this is the kind of if these are the kind of people that the Democrats are already setting up to lead energy policy, it's not going to fly with me, and I'm going to sure make some noise. It's insane. It's insane. And who's convincing these people that more reactors is the way to go? Just crazy. Anyway, folks, going to wrap it up for the day, and I hope you enjoyed the days of the new track today. Little bit of something different. Nice woody acoustic guitar meets, I don't know, Alice in Chains or something. But anyway, folks, we will be seeing you tomorrow. Same Fox time, same Fox channel. Ha 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 ha. Not even. This is the Head On Radio Network. Again, thanks to the Carpenters, Agnes, Peter Godbold, the Godbold Computers, Scott Barry. Thank you for everything that you do for us. And our mods in the chat room, you all rock. We will see you tomorrow for more of Foxed Up. Stick around for Bob Kincaid, and after that, Bruce Birch. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sing along. Yes, I'd love to have you join us if you remember it, Mikey.
Baby, start me up.
Start me up.
Baby, start me up. Never stop. Baby, start me up.
Start me up.
I've been running hard,
running hard,
but you got me ticking for the overtime. Baby, start me up,
start me up,
baby, start me up, never stop. You make a grown man cry,
cry.
You make a grown man cry,
cry.
Grab the oil, the gasoline. I ride smooth. She's a clean machine.
So I started up.
Well, start again. All you got.
I can't compete. Can't compete with the riders.
Also in Washington, likely House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha to be the majority leader, the number two position in the House leadership. Senator Mel Martinez from Florida will become the next chairman of the Republican National Committee, replacing Ken Melman. As the new GOP head, Martinez remains in the Senate but won't run the day-to-day operations of the RNC. On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats are expected to call for U.S. troop reductions in Iraq. Yesterday, Democratic Senator Carl Levin, the incoming Armed Services Committee chairman, indicated he favors a phased redeployment of U.S. troops within 4 to 6 months. At the National Mall today, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. The $100 million monument is expected to be completed in the spring of 2008. Israel's prime minister is in Washington today with talks with Bush administration about Iran. He favors economic isolation as punishment for Iran's enrichment of uranium. In Iraq, the U.S. commander met today with the country's prime minister, who promised to shake up his government to dampen sectarian violence. The two also discussed the impact of Iran in Syria on Iraqi security. In Baghdad, 20 people were killed, 18 wounded when a bomb exploded today on a minibus. Elsewhere in Iraq, at least 10 people, including a television cameraman, were killed by gunmen. In Camp Pendleton, California, a fourth U.S. Marine agreed to a plea bargain for kidnapping and murdering an Iraqi civilian last April. He pleaded guilty to lesser charges. In Afghanistan, a report issued yesterday.